Blog Talk Radio.
The Miss Computer Lady Show on WMCL. Computer tips, tricks, advice, also interviews with commercial, independent recording artists, local and national figures from Toledo, Ohio, and throughout the world. Now your host, the one, the only. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Miss Computer Lady. Hello there, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and also good evening, wherever you are. You are tuned to www.blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Computer Lady, in the midst of unexpected difficulties. Oh, goodness, he tried, but he wasn't going to succeed. I'm going to go ahead and bring in my guest at this time. We're going to just go straight into it. It's been a long time coming. I'm glad to have her on my show. May I present to some and also introduce to others. This is fellow BTR host and the forthcoming New York number one best-selling author of the book, Forgiveness Goes Both Ways. May I present to some and introduce to others my friend, Prophetess Rosalind Jennings. Hello, Prophetess Jennings. Are you there? Oh, wait, here she is. Here she is. Prophetess Jennings,
God
are you there?
God bless you. Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning. Oh, my God.
Thank God. The show must go on. Good morning.
You got that right. Good morning, everybody. Again, Prophetess Rosalind Jennings. Lady, how are you doing?
Well, I thank God to be among the living.
Exactly.
I thank God for you. I thank God for everyone that's tuning in, and I just want to thank God for being here.
All right, glad to have you here. Let's go on ahead. In spite of the unexpected difficulties, we're going to get into this. Let's get into as far as your book is concerned. Let's talk about that right now. What inspired you to write the book, Forgiveness Goes Both Ways?
Okay. I want to tell everybody say 8 years, 8 years, too much, and 20 days. Emma left because I thank God for this woman. She's truly been there for me above and beyond because I just thank God. No one knows the warfare you go through when you're writing a book. The reason why I wrote this book based on two scriptures. Not only before I tell you just two scriptures, because God has given me the assignment. I've been teaching the assignment of the power of forgiveness since 2007, starting here on Blog Talk, June 22nd. And I had to overcome a lot of obstacles in order for me to even give birth to Forgiveness Goes Both Ways. Okay, and it's based on the two scriptures, Matthew 6:14-15 and Mark 11:25-26, and it says, in the book of Matthew 6:14-15, it says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins." And that's the same thing, Mark 11:25-26, the same. So God is telling his daughters and son that, yes, if you want me to forgive you, if you want me to extend grace, mercy, divine favor to you, it goes both ways. And a lot of us a lot of us is so critical and judgmental that, yes, we cry out to God, "Oh, God, have mercy on me. Have, favor. I want favor, your grace. And I repent. Please forgive me." but it goes both ways. So God is waiting for his daughters and sons to forgive others for him to be able to forgive you. So forgiveness goes both ways.
Okay. I want to also ask, and I see callers from the 203 and the callers from 773. I'll try to get to you all. Please hang on. I thank you very much for tuning in. There are those in the world who probably aren't, you know, on the religious side of things. But at the same time, this book is applicable to everyone, no matter what your situation. Is that correct or not?
Thank you. That's a good question. I want everyone to know that forgiveness is not about religion. Forgiveness is about being set free, by being delivered from you, come out of bondage. When you holding on unforgiveness, when you holding on bitterness, resentment, and hurt, you only hurting yourself. So you have to be set free through the power of forgiveness. So don't look at this book and say, I've had people say, the book is good, but it's not for me. Yes, it's for you, because everyone needs to either forgive themselves, forgive others, or go back and apologize and get things right.
Okay. Were there any other books before this one?
This is my first book, but also I also had given spiritual birth to another book that deals with relationship. It's called 8 Steps to Take Before Saying I Do. And I thank God I was able to finish that book up this week, and I'm waiting for my proof book. And that book is for anyone who's single, who's engaged, or married, because a lot of times people get into relationships or also get into marriage without knowing. They don't know what to expect of individually of each other. So that book is more of a book of awareness of what to expect before you get in a relationship and before you say, I do. It's called 8 Steps to Take Before Saying I Do.
Okay, before we go into this quick break, did you have any other authors that inspired you?
I dedicate this book to God, who gave me the strength and grace to do it. But I want to dedicate to my mother, my late mother, the late Maxine Jennings, my brother Troy, my grandmother, mm-hmm. my cousin Rhonda. Just thanking God for them. It hurts. They're not here to celebrate, you know, with me, you know. But I just mm-hmm. want to thank God, because it was God who gave me the strength, the grace, just to do this book. And so many times I didn't think, and you know this, but you work so, you know, you work tirelessly with me with this book. There was times that I was like, God, would I ever finish this book? God, I don't want to go broke writing this book. And so it was very emotional for me, because I was learning about an industry, which is the public industry, and then writing this book, I share a lot of my own testimonies on forgiveness. So it was very mm-hmm. emotional for me to give birth to this book.
And understandable, too. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to have this one computer question for you when we get back, because as they say, it's not the best computer lady show without questions. Call
okay.
us from the 203 and the 773. I will be getting to you soon. Everyone, again, this is Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL. Make sure you tune into the of the show, too, later on today. We are going to be right back. Stay tuned, and thank you for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show.
I made a commitment this year that I was going to sit down and actually learn how to use my Microsoft Office suite. For years, I've been just able to manipulate the emails, you know, do a few little things in Microsoft Word and just say, okay, but I realized everything has changed so much and become so integrated that I needed to step up my game.
Count on your computer needs of Tulio LLC for online, on-site computer training and consulting. Visit the website at www.yourcomputerneeds.net. Or call 419-304-4564.
Hello there. This is your boy Steady J from Life at the Dust Live Radio. And whenever I'm in need of computer tips, tricks, advice, and even great music all around, I tune into the greatest, the best Miss Computer Lady Show, WMCL, on blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady.
Before we get to the computer question, where can they get the book?
Anyone could contact me at 412-212-0746. That's 412-212-0746. I am giving out promotion. The ebook is $2.99. If you say you heard it on Blog Talk or Talk Show, it's a special that I am giving out a discount. But just contact me, and then I'll send the book out to you as soon as possible.
All right. And now, as they say, the computer question. The challenges of self-publishing and computers and technology. Let's see. How did you get help in getting over those obstacles?
Well, first of all, I want to thank God for my library here in Pittsburgh, East Liberty Library, because when I had to overcome so many obstacles. Number one, I had to overcome writing, okay? I never did well in writing, okay? And I had to overcome going in Word and how to set it up. I just knew how to, you know, use Word to do a resume or a letter, but I never knew how to set up a manuscript or we call it a draft. So I tell anybody, you know, what helped me is going to the library. I had my flash drive, which you have to have it on you to save your information, and just thanking God. They were very patient. I lived in the library. The library was my home, and, you know, thank God they were very patient, because I was 3 months ago when I started writing this book in March. I didn't know anything, but I thank God, you know, the library, going to YouTube, studying about books, format, because your book is your business. So you have to educate yourself. And also I want to thank someone. She was very supportive to me, Jennifer Johnson. She, like, I call her my coach. You know, she overcome a lot of stuff herself. So, you know, just that, Apostle Diane for praying with me and sharing her testimony. I just thank God that he put the people in my path to help me, because you really need the encouragement, the support, and a prayer system and a support system to help you get through this time of, you know, giving birth, especially you entering in an area that you don't know anything about. So it's overwhelming, it's intimidating, but you just got to persevere. That's the key word, persevere and don't give up.
Okay, great. What I'm going to do is this. I'm going to take the questions that I can take. There will be an ending song. And for anybody who wants to call in to say hello, congrats, or whatever, the call-in number is 646-727-1542. Again, 646-727-1542. Make sure you press the number one, and I'll bring you in. I don't know how many questions I can take now, but I'm going to see what I can do. Caller from the 203, you are with Miss Computer Lady and Prophetess Rosalind Jennings. How are you doing?
And good morning. How's everybody there?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. Wonderful, wonderful. I just want to ask the Prophet Jennings about when she say forgiveness goes both ways, and she quoted a couple of scriptures that you should think that going through her problems, issues, or storms helped to motivate the book and the writing of the book even more, or just looking at a scripture and say, oh, I think I'll just write about this. So what part does the personal challenges and going through the storm have to play in her motivation of writing the book?
Good question, Brother Michael, and thank you. I'd say it was nobody but God grace and for me to forgive, because I had to forgive the two publishers that I had fired. I had to, you know, I had the last one took my money and tried to sabotage my work, and I still needed an editor that's more time, more money. So I had, even though I was frustrated, I was angry, I had to forgive because I knew that this is another testimony to tell any author out there that in spite of what you're going through in writing your book, you're going to have to forgive the people and your publisher, you know. And so that's what kept me going, is saying, okay, I have to forgive her and move on, and the book has to go for it.
Okay, sir. We thank you very much. Let me go ahead and thank you for calling Miss Computer Lady Show as well. Be able to take one more quick question before this ending song, and then, like I said before, I'll stay on for those that want to ask another question. And I'm going to have to make it quick. I thank this person for hanging on. Caller from the 773, you are with Miss Computer Lady and Prophetess Rosalind Jennings. How you doing?
Good morning. This is Apostle Daniel.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning, Apostle.
I'm good in Chicago, in the Windy City. I just want to say congratulations. I was listening to everything, and I thank God that he motivated you to continue to go on in him and do the things that he calls you to do, because forgiveness do go both ways. And I thank God for that book. And as soon as I can get it, I'm going to get it. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much. The Skype caller has been holding on. Thank you very much. Let's see. Might have to wait, but let me see what we can do. Skype caller, you are with Ms. Computer Lady and Prophetess Rosalind Jennings. You got about 1.5 minutes. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I want to just say blessings to you all, and I just want to let the prophetess know. I want to give congratulations to her for birthing out that in which bless you, woman of God, for just birthing forth and what it is that God has called you to do, in spite of all the obstacles and the difficulties that you went through. And we just thank God for you walking out your calling and walking out the word of God, and even providing content so that other individuals can learn and be equipped on the process of forgiveness. In addition, what the impact of forgiveness will have in their life. So bless you, woman of God, and may everything that your hand touch prosper in Jesus' name. Bless you.
Bless you, and thank you so much, woman of God. I want to thank God for this woman as well.
All right. That'll do. And thank you very much, Skype caller. Greatly appreciate it. Let's see. I don't know if anybody else is going to call in, but Prophetess Jennings, thank you very much for being a guest on the Miss Computer Lady Show, and I'm going to make sure I have you back when I have a longer show. But do you want to give some quick final words?
Yes, I want to encourage everyone that's out there that there is a book in you, and just like I had to overcome obstacles to give birth to this book, to both books. One is Forgiveness Goes Both Ways, the other one, 8 Steps. You can do the same thing. If you need someone like myself to help you self-publish your own book, 212-0746. Never give up on your dreams. That's my final advice. And persevere.
Okay, hold on one moment, Prophetess Jennings.
Victory or defeat, it's up to me.
Everybody, thank you for continuing to tune into the Mississippi City Show. Quick, again, I want to thank my guests and fellow BTR hosts, Prophetess Rosalyn M. Jennings, with coming number one New York bestseller.
Thank you to God. God, all goes to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Both ways.
It goes both ways.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So, again, Prophetess Jennings, where
Emma,
can they get the book
you,
from?
Emma, I want you to explain to the viewers what you went through in helping me with the book.
Only very close people can call me by my government name. Let's make that quite clear, first of all.
I'm sorry, Miss Computer Lady. Excuse me.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Miss Computer Lady, please let the viewers know how was the process and what you learned from it. Please forgive me. Thank you. Thank God for the pressure.
Lord Jesus. Lord, you all, let me tell you, as a businesswoman, sometimes you have challenging customers, but it was a wonderful challenge. I thank you for that, because sometimes in business, I'm just going to say this real quick, for anybody, especially aspiring to go into business, sometimes you will have contract requests in which it will take you out of your comfort zone. But any business that has grown and persevered, has gone through it at one time or another, And a true test of a small business or any business that has grown is, can you overcome sometimes your challenging times, including sometimes that I've had, you know, failed contracts. You know, do I stop and just return back, or do I keep going? So I'm glad I kept going. It wasn't easy, but I kept going. But I do thank you, Prophet James. I greatly appreciate it. And many times when I need a prayer, we pray for each other, let me tell you. And going through this, the call, I believe, is still here, and I thank you for hanging on. Any last words, ma'am? Hello, is anyone there?
I'm Hello. Here, Ms. Kavita Lady.
Oh, okay, Prophet James. The person who called on Skype, I was seeing she was still around right now.
Oh, yeah, that's Pastor Dean. We thank God for her.
Okay.
Go ahead, Pastor Dean.
Okay, but blessing. I am here. I'm just listening to you all and just enjoying and just celebrating with my sister.
Yeah, thank you. Any last words for our Prophet Jennings, ma'am?
I would say, woman of God, just continue to move forth in what God has called you to do, and even with with the book and having a voice of forgiveness goes both ways, and we're just gonna thank God and just believe in God in advance that it will open up doors for you, that doors will begin to open for you so that the message of forgiveness can begin to manifest in the land of the living, glory to God, so that not only as you bring forth the message and it begin to spread in the land of the living, that lives are changed, saved, set free, that individuals can also birth forth into their destiny, because there's so many people that are held bound in unforgiveness that they can't move forward in their greatness. So we're thanking God for what he's placed inside of you so that others can be healed, set free, and delivered, no longer bound, and so that they can walk in the fullness of God's glory. So you continue to do the work and move forward in the work and allow absolutely nothing to stop you. And we just thank God that even as he told Jeremiah, that everything you tread your feet upon, that it shall be given unto you. Blessings, woman of God.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, everybody, this is going to conclude this edition of the Miss Computer Lady Show. Make sure you tune in. And make sure you like the Miss Computer Lady Show, a Facebook page, also the group. Make sure you check out this archive, not only on blogtalkradio.com, but also on Spreaker, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podomatic. As they say, just Google Miss Computer Lady. Final words, Prophetess Jennings?
First, I want to thank God for allowing me to be here. And I want to just thank God for you for just being there for me, not only, you know, as what you call a client in the business, but you was a friend, and I needed a friend. In this process of writing the book, you need a friend, you need a prayer warrior, you need everybody. I just want to thank God for, even though at times I know I was, you know, because I had to push this book. I had to fight. You know, you don't know what's in you until you have to fight to get it out. So even though as a woman I never have given physical birth, but I have to give spiritual birth, and that's why I thank God for Pastor D. She is a spiritual midwife, and her book talks about that too. I had to fight, and you know that. And that sometimes when someone is fighting for, because I've gone through so much hurt and pain and everything, that it was like I had to be like, I have to fight, do or die, you know? Like Esther felt when she had to fight. So I was like, I have to fight. So when you're fighting, spiritually, people around you, they don't understand because it's your fight, you know? And so I thank God, even though I was fighting, because I had to overcome so much obstacles, And at times, I know it was overwhelmed, but you was right there to hold my hand. I thank God for you. You was right there in spite of holding my hand until the end. It felt good because for many years, I've been a rock for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there for so many people. And for one, somebody was there for me to hold my hand in the place where I needed help. I want to thank God for you for being there for me when I had to press this book out. And so I just want to thank you for being there. Nobody doesn't know. Don't abandon people in their time of situation. And I know sometimes you could have been there and people don't appreciate it, but I appreciate it. You know, it just felt refreshing that somebody was there for me. Somebody was my rock. Somebody was there for me. And so I just want to thank you for that as well.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome, my friend. Glad everything worked out and everything is going to continue working out. If this show doesn't do anything else, let this show inspire you. If you have dreams, if you have goals to fulfill, inspire the obstacles. Don't stop. Continue going. And if whoever you're surrounded by is not helping you, you might have to go out on the outside, as I call it, to find the help that you need. So just want to let you know that. In addition, make sure you purchase Prophetess Rosalind Jennings. Wait a minute. Miss Rosalind M. Jennings' book. Well, make sure I get this right. Forgiveness both. Forgiveness goes both ways. Okay, lady, what's the contact number again?
Sure, 412-212-0746. That's 412-212-0746. I'm asking everybody to buy and purchase the book, Forgiveness Goes Both Ways. And don't forget the 8 step. A lot of you out there need help in your relationship, so you definitely need the book. So thank you, everyone, for thank you so much, Brother Michael, Apostle, Pastor Dean, everyone that's tuned in or listened to the show. Thank you so much for the support, and God bless everyone.
All right, God bless you, too. Everybody, again, thank you for tuning in to the Miss Computer Lady Show. Again, make sure to check out the archives. blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. Check on iTunes. Check on Podomatic. Check on Spreaker. Check on SoundCloud. Again, just Google Miss Computer Lady. And in addition to that, make sure you tune in. Don't know when it's going to be scheduled, but that's why to click on the Miss Computer Lady Show Facebook page. Sometime next week is going to be the birthday celebration for those who have birthdays in June. So everybody,
take care. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Computer lady.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. June 14th coming up, so sometime next week is going to be the birthday show. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in.
God bless everyone.
We'll end with that. God bless everyone. Bye-bye.